AK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Sources tell ABC News that President Trump has fired 17 inspectors general. They're independent watchdogs who monitor potential unethical or illegal activity in various federal agencies. Republicans and Democrats are concerned, says ABC's Perry Russum in Washington.
The president is supposed to give Congress a 30-day heads up that these people are being fired, and he has to give them a reason why they are being fired. That did not happen.
President Trump says he'd like to see Jordan, Egypt, and other Arab nations accept more Palestinian refugees from Gaza. He told reporters that he talked on the phone with Jordan's king and will talk to Egypt's president about it. Heavy rain expected in Southern California fire areas. 70 people were killed in an attack on the only functional hospital in the besieged city of El Fasher in Sudan, says the chief of the World Health Organization. The African nation's civil war has escalated in recent days. This is ABC News. Arrested for allegedly posting online that he hopes someone kills President Trump, Shannon Atkins of West Palm Beach, Florida.
He was arrested without incident. While being interviewed later, he admitted writing the Facebook post that said he was joking. Folks, this is not a joke. Nothing of that sort is a joke.
West Palm Beach Police Chief Tony Araujo. There might be some info about what the Federal Reserve will do about interest rates, which can affect mortgages, auto loans, and more, when Fed Chairman Jerome Powell holds a news conference Wednesday. The auroras are back. The Northern Lights, say scientists at NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. It's because of a vibrant magnetic storm. The best viewing spots in the Northeast, Upper Plains, and Pacific Northwest, plus Alaska, Wyoming, Idaho, and Montana. Best chance? Clear skies away from major city lights. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Just after 8 o'clock here in Madison, welcome everybody to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin until midnight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. You can also see the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. Ooh, we got a big hour of stuff coming up. We'll tell you all about it in just a minute. Right now, a double dip of a brand new band that I just discovered. They are called Psycho Swank. This song is called Back Up, Baby Jesus. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I went to kiss the baby Jesus. Christmas Eve in Mexico. I went to kiss the baby Jesus. I saw my salvation in one go. I went to kiss the baby Jesus. But I missed it by a mile. I went to kiss the baby Jesus. He's got to shoot down a side aisle. And it was not the same to lose. Been waving from the altar all the while. It was not the same to lose. Didn't have the same style. I got to shoot down a side aisle. I got to shoot down a side aisle. The baby Jesus, Christmas Eve in Mexico. I went to kiss the baby Jesus. Saw my salvation in one go. But I got the backup, baby Jesus. by the backup priest. I got the backup baby Jesus. Missed my chance at release. And it was not the same again. Been waiting from the altar all the while. It was not the same. Now if you kiss the baby Jesus, and it's true remorse you show, angels on high surely please us, but if it's a phony, they will know. And it was not the same old you, been waving from the altar all the while. It was not the same old you, just didn't have the same style. Cause I got ushered down a side aisle. 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 Attitude. I'm slipping, tires are drifting to leeward. I'll be leaving a widow. Oh, if my double down don't go skyward. Stretches ever long. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. I ain't dead yet, but I'm dealing with a little rust. But you know I believe I was Superman. You should have seen my motor go. I understood flow. I didn't know.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Some brand new funk and roll for you. That's Cycle Swank out of Madison, Wisconsin. That's their song called Superman. Back up Baby Jesus before that. Now, that album, you can find it on Bandcamp. I believe it's their first one. And it came out back in November. I just found it, though. And I was blown away after listening to the whole thing. It features Graham Cody. He's the main singer-songwriter on the whole album. Some of the songs features Dave Adler on keyboards, also Tony Castaneda playing some congos on the album. And you can see them perform live Wednesday, February 19th at the Red Rooster. Cycle Swank. I love it. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin. Coming up on the big show still, Terry Barr and Paul Flipowitz have a great conversation coming up in about 20 minutes. Paul Flipowitz is one of those guys you just want to sit down and have a beer with, talk about some blues. He's a Chicago Blues Hall of Famer, and he's a heck of a nice guy, too. Paul Flipowitz with Terry Barr. That's coming up in about 20 minutes. Next hour, Or Does It Explode? They got a brand new album out. They're going to be in studio for an interview. We'll have a chat with them and play some of their new music. And of course, Rob Roberts after 10 o'clock with After Hours. Just around the corner, we got some After August coming up. They have a show coming up that I'll have all the details for. Also music from The Rascal Theory, Dogtown Hollow. Right now it's The Periodicals. They got a show coming up Thursday, February 13th at the High Noon Saloon. It's called Galantine's Day 2 for guys, gals, and pals. It's featuring The Periodicals, Radish, Muscle Memory, and DJ Sarah Akua. Here are The Periodicals, I Can't Stop on Max Inc. Radio.
Age 22 from my gazetteer. About all he had to get out of here. Thumb in the air, he was headed my way. Like February winds on a main highway. Steel blue eyes just like the sky. Up and over Knox Ridge, we did ride. An army jacket with a Batman patch. I was a ride that he did catch. Oh, he's hitching the town. World spinning round. Still coming down.
Civic Media, we are local music. Love Dogtown Hollow from Madison, Wisconsin. That was Gohegan Bound off their latest album. I'm Jimmy Kay, original local music from Wisconsin. After August, they have a show coming up Sunday, February 16th at the Red Rooster here in Madison, playing with Golden Joining. Here is After August and their song, River of Pines. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
In your breath, why you're down so low? Bright sunny day, too precious for frowns. Gotta let it all go. Boy, with nothing, got nothing to lose. Send your dreams up high. Grab your wings and kick off your shoes. Fly to where. Sweet hope. me straight in the iris, I'd indeed. Just goes to show you never can know what things will be.
Y'all.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. The Rascal Theory and Cup of Tea. And after August before that with River of Pines. Good evening, everybody. Hope you're having a wonderful Saturday evening. Paul Flipowitz with Terry Barr is coming up in just a couple of minutes. Next hour, or does it explode? Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Carbon 4 Brewing Company in Madison's East Side. They're making high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. You can visit their tap room to try exclusive creations from their brewers, and plus a sampling of local snacks and live music. Get all the details right now at carbon4.com. That's carbon, the number 4.com. Also sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. You can buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Here at the Aaron Weber Group, we love to find hidden gems. Hidden gems that aren't known or haven't been on the market for decades, and there's excitement around it. This new year, make your resolution about finding that perfect gem of a home. The Aaron Weber Group can do it. After all, even the word resolution has solution in it, and we're driven to find the perfect solution for you. Don't assume others can do it, and I'm pretty sure you know how that word breaks down. The Aaron Weber Group. Powered by Compass at movetomadison.com.
I'm planning our family vacation and need a pet sitter.
We use a house sitter from Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, they're local, dependable, and totally spoil our pets. When we get home, our house is just as it was when we left, and our dogs are happy. And the daily messages with pictures really gives us peace of mind while we're away. For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I would like to welcome to the show Paul Flipowitz. Paul, thank you so much for joining us. And we just heard Riding High. What a terrific song. What can you tell me about the song?
One of my favorite songs off of my Unfiltered album. Well, you know, we travel a lot and play a lot. And this was just a tribute to all of the boys in the band. So it's a mover and a shaker, and it's just a fun song.
Well, and you've been doing this with your band for what, 50 years? Does that sound right? And what keeps you inspired to keep getting out there and doing this?
You know, that's a good question. I'm one of the lucky people that I've known all along this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Is playing blues guitar. So, you know, there's a lot of my friends that were guitar players and all that stuff. They, come on, play a couple country gigs with us. You know, you can make a couple bucks, or come on, play some rock and roll gigs. I go, like, well, you know, I'd rather work a day job than do that, because that's not what I'm here. I'm supposed to be playing this other stuff. And yeah, it's my calling. And I remember the first time I heard it when I was a little kid. And I mean, vividly, I can still remember it. To this day, that it was it was calling me, and the guys were, that's, you know, I thought, wow, they are playing that just for me. And I still feel that way when I listen to some of that stuff. And then through the years of me growing up and hanging out and so I went and saw the live blues that I possibly could, you know, and I still do. But I got to see Muddy Waters. I got to see Howlin' Wolf. I got to see Albert King and B.B. King and Freddie King and everybody. I got to see all those guys. And every time I saw them, they inspired me. It's my calling. And then every once in a while, I'll get pooped out. and then somebody will do something like induct me into the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame. You know, and they did that in 2015, and then that was like a real eye opener. That, you know, like, yeah, I guess you're supposed to be doing this. And then this year, then, which is the Wisconsin Blues Hall of Fame. So,
how did that feel, Paul?
You know, it was very interesting that, you know, when they put me in the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, I didn't think it could get any better than that, you know, because Muddy Waters and all them guys are in there, and we're at Buddy Guy's Club, you know, and all of that stuff. And but then when we did this one, you know, it was up in Milwaukee, and I looked at it, and, you know, it's like, it's real. This is real, you know. Yeah. This is what I'm supposed to be doing.
I got to ask you about one other one that I read about. So you're in the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, the Wisconsin Blues Hall of Fame. You have a ton of awards that I think are just amazing. But you were also at one point named the best dressed by the Big City Rhythm and Blues magazine. You are always dressed so great.
2 years in a row.
Oh, wow.
2 years in a row. And that's with everybody in the United States. And that kind of floored me too, because they got all the big shots. I got to get dressed up for my public, you know.
Well, we're glad you do, because not enough people do that anymore. And it just goes so great with your blues music.
Well, it's kind of like I'm a preacher, you know. I can't go to church without my, you know, without my Bible, you know.
So you come from a musical family too.
Yeah, I come from a musical family, and my dad was a trumpet and cornet player in, like, big bands way long, you know, back before I was born. And my mom taught my sisters how to play piano. And so, and they both, and, you know, and we all sang in church. You know, we go to church and sing. And we had an old broke-down guitar that my Jaja got for rent for one of his places that he rented, and so that was my first guitar. One of the things I'm really lucky about is that I'm a songwriter too, and I've been a songwriter ever since I was a kid. I would make up songs and all that stuff, and everybody tell me, shut up, Paulie, you know. And I'd be going, yeah, but I got a song here, you know. and so, you know, it pays off, because I can, you know, I can come up with songs, you know, I can get inspired and I can come up with this stuff.
Yeah.
And I it's the stories of my life. I tell stories of my life.
Yeah. We are going to leave with the song Brand New Hat. And Paul, thank you so much again for chatting with me.
Baby, yeah. Right on out of town. like a little baby, yeah. Going back to the night town. Well, all right.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sometimes say you love me, baby. Please call me on the phone sometime. When I hear your sweet voice, you know it begins to ease my worried mind. One of these days, you know I'm gonna show you how kind a man can be. Show you how kind a man can be. I'm gonna buy you a brand new BMW, honey, if you only speak some kind words about me. My phone keeps on ringing. You know it sound like a long distance call. Hear my phone keeps on ringing. You know it sound like a long distance call. Picked up the receiver, the party says, James Earl Tate, there's another mule kicking in your stall, kicking in your stall.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music there. That's Tate and the Double Eight Band and Long Distance Call. Paul Filipowicz before that. Thanks to Terry Barr and Paul Filipowicz for stopping and giving us a great conversation. Don't forget, you grab the podcast anytime at maxincradio.com or at civicmedia.us. on the Max Inc. radio page. Hey, coming up, we got a double dip of the Broken Boards. They got a show coming up. We're going to tell you all about it. It's called the Winter Surf Party here in Madison. Plus, we're going to have a chat with Or Does It Explode. They're going to be in studio next hour. Looking forward to meeting that band and getting their new music on the air here on Max Inc. Radio. In the meantime, I've got some electrophonic for you. This is Durango Town. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Up to find myself left outside here in the open. No words were spoken when I arrived. Just hours before, I was dancing with some señorita, dying to meet her on the floor. The music and motion could bring out some new vibe devotion. Unwanted commotion, crying eyes. Taking my cues from those brandish sheets called reputation. Oh, it's on the occasion. Race on time. Standing me up in the garden. Wallflowers and streamers, the new deprived. Taking the pain on a walk in the hope to forget her. When I had met her in Durango Town, the music and motion could bring out some new bond devotion. She's got reputation. Oh, it's not the occasion. Race on time. No, no, no. La la la.
square, trying to be round. Unfair, but you don't care. Catch your stare, tell everyone it's going down. Ah, it's going down. Ah, just like cement sticks to steel, we've hardened over time. Eating rust, sipping bolts, dream of strawberry wine. Where were you, where was I, when we saw the end of time? Where were you, where was I, when there was nowhere left to hide? Nowhere left to hide. Nowhere left to hide. You were here, there, everywhere. Life's a bear, trying to slim down. Cold, then light the flare. Hot enough to burn. Burn it to the ground.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff, they just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The crowd cheering President Trump at a Las Vegas rally, repeating a campaign promise.
We're going to get it for you. No tax on tips.
No tax on tips.
And
on day one, I immediately halted the hiring of any new IRS agents. You know, they hired.
It's not certain if Congress would approve the tax change. It would increase debt, and some would argue it's unfair to workers who don't make tips. Sources tell ABC News that President Trump has fired 17 inspectors general, independent watchdogs at federal agencies. Republicans and Democrats concerned the president is supposed to give Congress a 30-day heads up and the reason for the firings. Half an inch to an inch of rain possible for Southern Californians through Monday, raising a mudslides risk. And another concern, toxic ash runoff. A lot of snow expected in the mountains. This is ABC News.